يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Believers, turn to Allah in sincere repentance. Maybe your Lord will expunge your evil deeds and admit you to the gardens beneath which rivers flow. This will be on the day when Allah will not disgrace the Prophet and those who have embraced faith and are with him. Their light will be running before them and on their right hands, and they will say, "Our Lord, perfect for us our light and forgive us. Surely, you have power over everything." And those who have embraced faith and are with him.
That is, God will not deprive them of the reward of their good deeds. He will not provide the unbelievers and the hypocrites with an occasion to taunt the believers that they had gained nothing despite their sincere devotion to God. On the contrary, disgrace will be the lot of those who do not believe in and do not obey God.
يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير.
O Prophet, strive against the unbelievers and the hypocrites and be severe with them. Hell shall be their resort. What a grievous end!
ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
Allah has set forth for the unbelievers the parable of the wives of Noah and Lot. Peace be upon them. They were wedded to two of our righteous servants, but each acted treacherously with her husband, and their husbands could be of no avail to them against Allah. The two of them were told, "Enter the fire with all the others who enter it." But each acted treacherously with her husband.
The statement that each acted treacherously does not mean, God forbid, that the wives of the prophets Noah and Lot succumbed to any act of indecency. What is meant is that instead of lending support to the efforts of their husbands, Noah and Lot, peace be upon them, to uphold the truth, they lent support to the opponents of the true faith.
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Allah has set forth for the believers the parable of Pharaoh's wives. She prayed, "My Lord, build for me a house with you in paradise, and deliver me from Pharaoh and his misdeeds, and deliver me from the iniquitous people."
ومريم بنت عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين.
Allah has also set forth the parable of Mary, the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity, and into whom we breathed of our spirit, and who testified to the words of her Lord and his books. She was among the obedient. The daughter of Imran.
It is possible that the name of Mary's father was Imran, or that she was called daughter of Imran because she belonged to Imran's family,
who guarded her chastity.
This refutes the Jews' allegation that Jesus' birth, peace be upon him, was, God forbid, the result of a sin committed by his mother. The Quran refutes this charge and calls it a monstrous calumny.
And into whom we breathed of our spirit.
That is, Mary conceived Jesus, peace be upon him, without there having been any physical contact between her and any male. It took place simply because God breathed into her womb a spirit from himself.
She was among the obedient.
Mary's case is mentioned here to emphasize a point. Although God tested her by causing her to become miraculously pregnant, despite her virginity, she still exercised great patience and willingly submitted to God's will.